Halacha and Chayus Alvavus. The Halacha will be Yerideya Thursday night, or the Vav Mar Cheshvan, or the Zion Mar Cheshvan, sorry.
Okay, so we learned about Kavush a little. Now, cooking, obviously, is the main way of absorbing taste. If you cook meat in a pot, so if it's milchik a pot, so the meat flavor, we'll call it, goes into the pot. The pot's walls absorb the meat's taste or flavor, tam, and the pot emits dairy flavor into the meat. So the meat's osur, and the pot is osur. We're not getting yet to ben yomo, not ben yomo. We're just talking about conceptually, the flavor goes both ways, and therefore asas the food and the pot, if it's of different kinds, milchiks fleishiks, or milk and meat, milchiks and flesh, let's say. Over 24 hours, so there's an idea called nosen tam lefugam, that the meat that's absorbed in the walls of the pot becomes pogum, flawed, or distasteful, whatever the word might be. It's pogum. Flawed is probably the best word. Spoiled a little. Spoiled to some degree. Now that only applies, and then therefore the dinim will be different. There will be different ramifications to noisen tam lefugam. But tonight I just want to speak out that it only applies to flavor that's absorbed in the walls of a pot. Doesn't apply to flavor that's absorbed into food. So if food is cooked with milchiks and becomes milchiks because the flavor of the milk is absorbed in the food, that flavor does not become pogum after 24 hours, and therefore if meat is cooked with that food that absorbed the taste of the milk, so it's also, even if it was cooked after 24 hours after the milk was absorbed into the food. It's only talking about flavor, ta'am, that's absorbed into the walls of a pot, not into other food. Okay, we'll stop here. So everybody wants to know what's next on the lineup of Precious. We talked about talking, we talked about seeing, hearing, eating. And next on the list is Be'acharei Chein Pa'al, to be Moneya, to lessen, to minimize, or Berisun Yodcha, your hands. Now, some of the things he's going to talk about might be referring to a literal hand, and some of them might be metaphorical, that when you talk about the hands, you're talking about doing things, right? You're doing things, so you talk about the hand of a person. We talk about Yad Hashem, when we want to talk about Hashem doing something. So, be noy precious in it. Now here, it's, although he's really talking about things where it's mutter, right? He's not talking about dvarim asurim in this section of the perek, but at least he starts off talking about dvarim asurim. Lama sheinu shalcha, unless he means it's mutter, but it's just you like it's something that's not yours. It's not in your box, but you want it, like Losachmo type things where you want to acquire it. Maybe that's what he means. So keep your hands to yourself. Again, I don't know if he means necessarily a literal hand, or it means acquiring and taking and having. Uprosh, and here he might mean, and with that you'll be porish, mesuge, agneva, v'amirma, v'agezel, this will expand into being careful about someone else. If you're zohir in, if you're noik precious in things that are not yours, and you say, you know, what's mine is mine, and I don't need more, I don't have to acquire everything in the world, then you won't be nichshal in these things, and you will memela be more zohir melahozid neged zulasecha in any way of harming someone else. So once you're zohir in his mamon, so you'll be zohir in stam harming him in anything. Ve'otzer be'esnuas yodecha, when you, people like, again, it either means a literal hand or metaphorically, when you do things, his boning ba'achris tenuasam, watch out, like be see what the end is going to be. You're doing something, try to look at the end result, where you're headed. Ushmor al kavodcha umusorcha, and maintain your dignity and your self-respect, and don't do bad things. Don't do bad. Don't do evil. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, you may be familiar with it. It's in the Haftarah of the Tainus. It's another way you can do bad things with your hand. Ella, you want to do something with your hands. You want to accomplish something you want to do. Hishtamish biyodecha b'mitzvus Hashem yisaleh. Upasach osam b'matan l'miskein v'lo'oni. You want to be creative, you want to do things, you want to accomplish things, give from your momen to a poor person, to someone that needs money, someone that needs chizik. In other words, your hands shouldn't be going this way. It should be going that way. And you should be a giver, not a taker. And he talks about the hands, but I assume he means in a more general sense for the idea of taking and giving and just having your eyes on things that are not that don't belong to you, and they have no shaykhis to them. But you have to, again, and that leads to all sorts of things, and it could lead to actual averis. Okay, we'll stop here.